3.
Fuck it.
There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it. There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck. Thanks again for watching.
Fuck it.
There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it. There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
The following podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed during the show are solely those of the individual cast members and in no way reflect the views of our guests and sponsors. We have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for our guests and in no way want them to be associated with our sick, demented, and inappropriate sense of humor. Consider yourselves warned and welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. Fuckers.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio down, I hear it's pop country.
Country.
Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee.
It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me.
So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz.
Cause now it burns when I
center of the wheel. I've been working my way west between two thin lines of steel. I got a hole in each pocket and another in my heel. From singing and dancing for a dollar and a meal. When I step out on the sidewalk, the concrete's getting cold. Oh, the red lights and the green lights, they turn flashing gold. I got one more call from home telling me I'm getting old. Yeah, but I still got a tune or two down here in my soul. And a drop in the bucket is all I need to get on home and back on my feet. Lord, I've been on the street trying to earn a dime. Sure, a drop in the bucket is all I need. So hammer down on the banjo strings and open up this empty street. Just to try to earn a dime. Gather round while the poor folks gather round that high lonesome sound. Well, I wish I was the light, but my feet are on the ground. So I just keep on sliding right in and out of town. And a drop in the bucket is all I need to get on home and back on my feet. Lord, I've been on the street trying to earn a dime. Sure, a drop in the bucket is all I need. So hammer down. Dive. I'd be a mighty fine one as far as I can tell, with a bucket full of dreams all forgotten as they fell, full of things that you can't buy, and a song I'll never sell, and a drop in the bucket is all I need to get on home and back on my feet. Lord, I've been on the street trying to earn a dime. Sure, a drop in the bucket is all I need, so hammer down on the banjo strings and open up this empty street. Just try to earn a dime.
Are you ready?
As always.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to episode 80. No, not 86. 68 of It Burns When I Pee, the Auction for Autism wrap-up show. Look at that. 30 seconds into it. Bam. Screwed it up. Boom.
There it was.
Doing it live.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that fine, fine voice you hear is the man himself. Let's get his... What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Let's try this again. That man that you hear on the mic right now is the one and only Amish BJ. Amish BJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How the hell are you, Blake?
We're doing it in reverse. We're going to play your intro now.
Party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
I really got to get you a different one. it takes less time for me to have sex than it does for your intro to go all the way through. And on your right, my left, is the beautiful, the lovely, and talented Cold Beer Coley. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Oh my, thank you.
Oh my. So how is everyone doing?
Just ducky.
Blended.
Ducky, ducky. Let's go ahead and crack our drinks.
I don't have one.
Oh my god.
Why? The hell?
I never get to crack one with you guys, so I saved it.
We're sorry, Blake. We're not actually drinking tonight.
On the wagon.
Yeah, I've been getting kind of sick drinking.
We do have some PBR in the fridge.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Hey, PBR me, baby.
As soon as the song comes on, because I don't want to knock the mic, because Blake will kill me.
Okay, Blake, how about you talk to Nicole for a second?
All right. So anyway, Nicole, what have you been up to lately, honey? I mean, you know, it's the fall is coming. What you been up to?
I have been up to really nothing right now. Helping search out a new player. But other than that, trying to keep warm. I've been really cold lately. I don't know why. I think it's just the... It's in the drawer. Good Lord, he's calling me a liar, man. And he's not even looking in the right place.
Just yell Hall & Oates real loud.
Oh, yeah, the Hall & Oates is going to come because there ain't any in there.
There's four Loco.
There's Loco in there. There's no I could have sworn there was PBR in there.
Well, we just
keep talking for a second.
Well, Coley, why don't you go ahead and tell the folks what we just heard?
My goodness gracious. We just heard Mr. Joe Huber with Drop in the Buckets.
All right, I'm back.
He found the high life.
Yes, thank you, Derek, for this, or Hobo, for this fine Miller High Life that somehow ended up in my cooler at Muddy Roots.
I had a couple of those in mine as well.
Really?
Well, folks, we are live tonight here on Silent Storm Radio. This is IBWIP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton. And we are doing the Autism... For all you Indian people out there.
Hey, ba-dooba, baba, Balbert.
Anyway, we're doing our Auction for Autism wrap-up show, and we got a lot to talk about. I know everybody is probably sick and tired of my posts, but this has been for a good cause. But we are live, so you can dial in the number at any time if anybody wants to give out the dialing number.
I can do that.
Don't forget to put the one in front of it.
1-203-429 4711.
Yes, we had some issues with it last night when we were doing Sunday Night Roundup, but I do believe if you press the one beforehand, it will work a lot better. So feel free to call us at any time. We don't really care if we're talking about something or not. It doesn't matter to us.
Nope.
Nope.
So we started off this Auction for Autism last Saturday. And BJ, why don't you go ahead and kind of start us off talking about last Saturday?
All right. Well, we kicked it off last Saturday, actually the last day that everybody could listen to Veedle for some reason. Can you tell my ass is a little chapped about that?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but that's okay. Go ahead.
But anyway, we did. Me, Blake, and Coley kicked it off at 2:30 Eastern time. That would be 1:30 in Central time zone.
In
Blake.
In America, it was 1:30 in America.
In your corner of America. But anyway, we went all day. Tawny and Tawny K and Hobo helped out. And I got very sick and we did a show. Dying. And then I kept Blake up really late and he came on to help me later on. And it was a great 12 hours. We had a great audience, people in and out all day. A lot of people stuck around for way longer than I thought people would.
That's what amazed me because, you know, I sat in the chat. I basically had the chat open for, you know, 12 straight hours. And I was like, these people are never leaving. This is awesome, you know. But here's the mistake that I think I made when I thought this whole shenanigan up and then me and BJ talked about a telethon. Why I decided to start at 1:30 in the afternoon is beyond me. A normal person probably would have said, we'll start at 9 a.m.
Yeah, and then it would have been done earlier.
But it was a good time had by all. There was definitely, you know, 12 hours with the awesome music, so.
Yeah, there was, and I didn't hear many repeats all day.
Not too many.
Yeah.
Coley didn't even play, you know, any of the ones that I had planned to play.
Poor
and,
girl.
Another big milestone during that 12 hours was Miles hosted her own hour and a half for the first time ever.
Yeah, she did a hell of a good job, and
her co-hosts were wonderful. Her surprise co-hosts were wonderful.
This was what was hilarious, is we would do a segment, and I'd run upstairs to the kids' room and, like, go through their dress-up, like, bin, and I'm just, like, throwing shit on, and then I'd run back down. It was hilarious, and she was freaking out. She's like, there's a minute and 30 seconds left of the song! So that was pretty awesome.
I have to say my two favorites, I think, were the Batman and the Pirate. Because Batman, he just kept putting the cape over his face and looking at the camera.
I am Batman. Wisp
away. Look, come back and look. And the Pirate telling my kid that he was going to get $37,000.
For a tooth.
For a tooth.
You know, my thing was, by that time, I was kind of delirious. Like, none of us were on for, like, 12 hours straight. But it was an all-day thing, you know, like, even if the DJs weren't on, they were still doing something in the background, you know what I mean? And so by that time, like, I was just, like, turning delirious. And I was like, we got to do something to, like, make it different than the past, you know, 6 hours. So,
well, I have to say, I about pissed my pants laughing, especially when the Pirate came out.
And see, I got a little upset with you guys because you came on, did all that funny shit for 2 hours, and then Tawny and Hobo did a show for 2 hours and were hilarious. And then comes me, all sick and feel like crap, going, "Hey, yeah, I'm gonna play this for you."
No, it was, you're the trooper, man. Like, I kept going. I kept preparing myself. Like, I kept chugging Mountain Dew. I'm like, I got to be on deck. I got to be in the bullpen, ready to go.
And it was the strangest thing. 45 minutes before I'm supposed to go on air, all of a sudden I go, oh, God. And I had to run outside. And then I went downstairs, and I guess Nicole was telling everybody about it in the chat that she could hear me throwing up all the way downstairs.
I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, oh, my God, I think he's puking.
He gonna die. He gonna die.
I pulled muscles that night.
He did.
He's throwing up.
Well, let's kind of recap what we got going here. Right now, we have we have 34 items up for bid on eBay. There's plenty of links up. Unfortunately, by the time this comes out to a podcast, they're not going to be up, but there will still be a donation button, and we'll talk about that later. But, you know, we have amazing stuff, and I think there's only like two or three things that haven't been bid on. And I am starting to think that the bidding has slowed down a little bit, and it's been kind of quiet. But I have a feeling that come about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, people are going to start jockeying for position.
Right, because right. Did you see some of those items, how many watchers they had?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, you know, I'd never posted anything on eBay. And let me just tell you, it's like doing surgery. It's like doing open-heart surgery on an infant.
I told you I would help you.
I felt bad because I had you guys doing a bunch of stuff. So, but everything's going to end tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And everything will be up for about a week and a half. Right now, as we sit here right now with the donations, we just got another large donation, another bid. So right now, with all the auction items and the donation button that we have, before expenses for shipping, we are at $1,024, folks.
Woo!
Thank awesome. You guys.
Thank you all.
This is. I mean, when I brought this idea up to you guys, I mean, I was like, I was just hoping that we could like do $200. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
And then as people start donating stuff and I'm like scrambling around, I'm like, oh, we might get $500. You know, and it was about Tuesday of this week, I was like, Molly, we could get $1,000 for these people. So
I know, I can't get over how cool everything is, and wow, I'm looking at stuff right now and seeing stuff that just 20 minutes ago when I checked it last only had a few bids on it, and now's, you know, getting more and more bids.
Things are getting hot. There's been a total of 203 bids.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome.
So we are guaranteed to sell 32 items. And like I said, originally when we came up with this, it was kind of a promotion to raise money for the show as well as raise money for auction for autismspeaks.org. But, you know, with how big it's getting and how good it's doing, I don't even want to take any, you know, I was going to take like 15% of it, you know, for IBWIP and Silent Storm. But, I mean, if it's okay with you guys, I think we should just get the whole kit and caboodle.
I totally agree.
Awesome.
But I have a question. I don't know. I might have not heard you because it's a little hard hearing you from over here. The actual, like, donation button, how long is that going to still be up, or is that end tomorrow as well?
No, we're going to keep the donation button up since the people for the podcast are going to be able to, you know, won't hear it till Friday. We're going to keep it up till the next show, which I think October 7th is going to be the last when we're finally going to close it up.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Because
that's what we're
I know, doing. Like people like me and Coley are pissed broke right now. wanted to bid on some of the items and
yeah, I got a bid on Mel's painting. It was sad.
Well, you still got time to scrounge something up. You never know. So this is just awesome. I'm like freaking out. Like I'm just sitting here look like, and I've been, you know, my OCD is like horrible OCD. And like all week I've just been sitting there once, like every hour just clicking on it. You know, and just cause I just to see the progression of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, like I said, we're at $1,020 before expenses for shipping this stuff out. So let's celebrate.
Jubababababert.
Bibbidibbidi.
About a wish?
Sure.
All right. How about Chelsea McBee with wish.
You're listening.
Dramatic pause, folks. Oh. Jeez, you guys ruin my dramatic pauses all the time. You're listening.
That's for me.
You're listening to IBWIP.com.
We'll be right back, folks.
Wish I lived way out in the woods with a river running through. I'd said I'll take off my clothes and let it wash me good. I'd cast out all my doubts into all of my fears, watch them float away from me to the bottom of the hill. Something in my still. When I dry out, I start to think, and it makes me feel quite ill. When you lied, saved myself a long damn time and all those tears I cried. When you walk down that lane tonight, don't bother turning around. I'd have painted up my rosy lips and headed into town. Feel the cold wind blow. Cold wind, and you'll know. Ooh, 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 ooh. Bird, I'd keep her in a cage. I can't keep you for all I've tried. It leaves my heart enraged. Thank you.
Show,
yeah,
okay. We'll do the radio show. You started off there, called Beer Cole.
You just heard Slack Eye Slim with Make It Right.
I love that song, that's a good singer.
It's a very good song.
Okay, we're gonna play.
All right, we're going to play a game.
A game? I like games.
And this is a special game because we're retiring this game. This is the last time we're playing the damn thing.
I'm so sad.
I know I am.
All right, we're going to play Would You Rather. For those of you that don't know how to play this game, I am going to bring up two scenarios for BJ and Cold Beer Coley. They're going to ask questions. At the end of it, when it gets dull and boring and no fun anymore, I will announce a winner. Winner, chicken dinner.
Awesome.
For dramatic pause. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Wait.
I was born ready.
I was born on the south side. All right. Would you rather, A, have an invisible penis, or B, have a penis that explodes out of your pants when you get a boner? BJ, first question.
How big is the invisible penis?
The invisible penis is exactly 12 inches long and 14 inches wide.
That's a wrecking ball. That's not even a penis.
Which is ironic because that's what you do for a living. You use your penis as a wrecking ball. And that's what you do for a living.
I know it's exploding out of your pants, but how far is this penis exploding out of my pants?
Well, the exploding penis only explodes 4 inches. In length, and it's an inch and a half round.
But how does it come out of your
pants? You making
fun
of me?
You got something to say? Want to say something about my pain eye?
And what is that special feature on the exploding penis?
Well, whenever you get a boner, it explodes out of your pants, and you automatically go, "Yeehaw, ride 'em, cowboy."
Okay.
Now the girthy invisible one.
Yes.
Do I get money for this invisible penis?
You and the money. Well, actually, no. I mean, you go to work every day at your wrecking ball job, and at the end of the day, you come home, and no, you don't. You just make the money that you, I mean, you do make money because you have a job that is supported by your humongous invisible penis.
Okay. Would chicks take this invisible penis in their butt?
It is very, very, very difficult for you to get a girl to have sex because she doesn't believe how big your penis is. So you have to come up with creative ways to prove that your invisible penis is 12 inches and 14 inches around.
Ah, see, that was good. My question, how people realize it is there.
Well, you have some special ways of, you know, proving it.
Yeah, you can use,
like, sticking it in her butt and listening to them squeal.
That's like, one way.
You can put a black glove on it.
That's why you got to be a black glove. Why can't it be?
I would.
Glove,
I'd spray paint it kind of chocolateish color.
Peach glove.
What's wrong? Why can't it be yellow?
Tang colored. Who cares?
Tang colored. She's gonna have a tang colored penis. That would be awesome.
It better taste like fucking Tang, too. Might make a tangwich out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I don't even know how I can follow up a tangwich penis. Now, do either of them stink? Because I heard about a stinky penis on Friday. Which I didn't know a penis itself could stink. I mean, you got ball sweat during the day, but I hear there's actually people out there that have smelly penises.
Well, actually, that's a good question because since it is invisible, it's very difficult to see. Obviously, when you're having intercourse with a woman, it's hard for her to like find where it is to like put it in her mouth. So your invisible penis smells like Laffy Taffy cherry flavored, and your exploding penis smells like sulfur.
Oh, well, damn. I'm trying to think of any negative sides to the big invisible penis.
Well, there's a question that you didn't ask about the exploding penis that you always ask about your penis. No, just in general. Cha-ching.
The money. Yeah, I asked.
No, you asked about the invisible penis.
Yeah, you did.
Oh. Okay, the exploding penis.
Okay, the exploding penis. You go and become a circus performer at the freak show, and you become very, very famous, and you make $45 million a year on endorsements.
With a smelly, sulfury penis.
Yes.
But you get laid.
Pardon?
Do you get laid?
Oh, a bitch is all up on your jock. They actually, this is you get so much pussy, it's hard to explain, but.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. See, you get to be in that video.
I was doing the horse thing.
Right.
You know, I'm so glad I sent that video to you. I thought for sure you had seen it.
All right. Well, can I intervene real quick?
No, we're talking about Gangnam Style.
It is about that song.
Okay.
Okay.
So may I intervene?
You mean this song? That song?
Yes, that song.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
We were at Liam's T-ball game tonight, and he's standing on third base, dancing and singing the song. And I'm sitting out there just sitting in my chair, just laughing my ass off because he's doing these kicks and all this other shit. I was like, what were you doing when he came back in, took a sip of his water and said, Gundam style. I was like, oh, my friggin' Lord.
My $37,000 tooth with Liam was sitting there going like this. That's my boy right there.
Okay, Mel in the chat wants to know if they smell like Fermunda cheese, or has Fermunda cheese.
Which one?
She didn't specify, but I'm... Okay. Does either of them have Fermunda cheese?
Well, the invisible penis, it tends to have a little bit because, of course, you have to... you don't know when it's dirty.
Okay, but it smells like Laffy Taffy, and Laffy Taffy's possibly one of the greatest things on the face of the earth.
True. True.
No.
Do we have any more questions, or would we like to announce the winner?
Let's decide, and then.
All right, I'll give you a couple more moments to think of a question. This is the chick version. It's a lot better.
Jeez.
Oh yeah. How does that guy get that girl's pussy?
Who knows if he does?
True statement. So,
really gay.
All right, I think he is too. All right, so we have given you a few moments. Any more questions before we close the floor?
Nope, I just combed my beard and made my decision.
All right, we'll start ladies first. Coley, would you rather have an invisible penis or a penis that explodes every time you get a boner?
I think I would go with the invisible penis.
Wrong answer.
Why not?
Because BJ never wins, so we're giving him a chance to win. BJ, which one would you pick?
Well, I was going to pick... the one Nicole said, but you already said that was wrong. So I guess the 4-inch exploding jobby.
Wrong. I was setting it up so you would win. You should have still went with invisible penis. All right.
Dick.
That is the final installment of Would You Rather here on IBWIP.
Darn.
I'm so sad to see it go.
I'm sad too. The Gundam Star.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
BJ, you're nice enough to let IBWIP share your radio station, so why don't you tell us a little bit about your radio station?
Okay.
Can you do it in a cool voice? It doesn't matter what kind it is.
I could do it in one voice, but I'm not going to do it in that one. That would give away all the fun. Okay, so SilentStormRadio.com has all the shows you could ever want. It has, on Sunday nights, it's Coley's Honky Tonk Swing. Then it's Blake and Maul's and Blake's Sunday Night Roundup. And then on Monday nights is this fine show every other week. And then on Tuesdays, you have Trailer Park Romance. And then Mojo Medicine Show, maybe. And then on Wednesdays, you have Tim Pop's Rebel Rouser Country and a Texas Jeff with ProCal Tipping Unlimited.
Oh, my God. He's my life partner. He is so, so hot on the radio. He's got the face for radio.
He does. And he even has a co-host sometimes. What's that guy's name? Thrashcock, Rob Thrashcock.
Oh, Rub the Thrashcock. Holla.
Yes. Hi. I even did the snap. And then on Thursdays, you have Hobo Hiatus at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
There's nothing gay about that big fellow except the unicorns tattooed on his chest.
They're not unicorns, honey. They're ponies.
They're stallions.
And, and then on Friday nights, you have Mel from Illinois with the great show All Damn Day Long. She has returned. And then you have the gayest show of all, The Happy Hour. And that will take you through your Friday night. And there will also be a new player by next Saturday because...
Fat cock when you need it the most.
Sorry.
A heart-throbbing rod to fill up your butthole. If you know Madonna's real last name, or talk about football like it's lame, and I don't need no carrying on. Cause you know that you're gay, you wanna suck cock, you say that you're straight, but we know that you're not. You are so far in the closet that you have found your Christmas presents. We know you are gay, we all know, don't lie.
All right, sorry. I just thought it would fit the mood.
Well, anyway, that was a beautiful song, by the way, Blake.
Thank you.
I loved it. I would like you to email me a copy of that so I when I'm cleaning off my knickknacks and such, I can listen to it.
And it was uploaded by Daniel with a Z 911.
Daniel Z 911. And anyway, by next week, we'll have a new player. So everybody that's having problems can stop trying to call me.
It's not our fault. It's not BJ's fault. Just cause
we're victims too, damn it.
We should have a parade.
It really burns my ass.
In more ways than one. So yes, definitely. And you know, it's awesome that you guys are doing this. And BJ, I know that your brain has been scrambled by the problems that we've had for the past week, but we'll be bigger and better come next week.
Yes,
that's no pun intended, big fella.
Sorry, I broke character. It's fucking horrible of me.
Oh, so we recently had an IBWIP survey. Okay.
Yes.
And 30 people took it, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're the core of the fans.
Yeah. There's people from multiple countries. Does that make a difference?
Sure.
Right. All right. So I want to kind of run because, you know, every year or so I kind of get a hair up my ass and think I need to change things around because, you know, to create buzz.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Thank you. So,
like semen.
Huh?
Your burp smelled like semen.
Well, that's better than smelling like ass.
True.
So, I kind of want to go through some stuff, and this all kind of ties into what we're going to talk about next. So, I got some statistics that I wrote down. So, statistics.
Statistical.
So, the first statistic, 48%, one of the questions was, do you like the show at 30, you know, do you want the show at 30 minutes? We are over $1,000, folks. We are now at $1,036.50. Fucking it. Talk about them apples, motherfuckers. So, anyway, I wanted to know what people thought about the episodes and the length, because we used to do one show a month. It was like 8 hours long. So then I've taken up more time of the Christie's life, and we do two shows a month. So 48% of people said they wanted to keep it around 60 minutes, and 30% said about 90 minutes. So we take that into consideration because we want to make the show better for you guys.
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, if you guys don't want us talking in gay voices.
You guys are what keeps us going.
Right.
So.
silly.
Silly. So 52% of the folks rated our sound as good quality. And, of course, we want that to be 100% for great quality. So we're going to continue to work on getting that better. And I think since we started doing the live shows, there's been some issues, but we're resolving that. 85% of the people that were surveyed know about us because of Facebook, and 60% are on our mailing list. If you are not in our mailing list, you can send me an email, blake@ibwip.com, and just say, hey, I want on the mailing list. I don't send a lot out. I send maybe one email out a month. Starting next month, you want to be on the mailing list because you might have opportunities at some stuff that other people won't.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
75% of the people love the interviews, which I don't want to get away from the interviews, but to keep it 60 minutes, I can't have both, you know.
Right.
So what we've decided to do is we are going to release the interviews as their own episodes.
Nice.
So we'll play a couple tunes from that artist, and then we'll release that as a show.
Then nobody will listen to the regular show anymore.
Right, exactly. 60% say that they listen to the live feed, and we're going to try to keep that going and make it even more. Nice. Now I made the mistake of getting something where somebody didn't get to multiple choice. We should have stuck with multiple choice. But I had one segment that said, if you could change or add anything to the show, what would it be? So I'm going to go through this.
It's us, Nicole.
I know.
More boobs.
More boobs?
Yes. So, Coley, we will be purchasing a webcam for you, and it will just be constantly focused on your breasts, and we prefer that you wear either a tank top or a two-piece bathing suit top.
Okay.
You said you wanted to make the fans happy.
Tape over the nipples.
Yep. Even better.
Yeah, right.
IBWIP stickers are right over the nipples.
There you go. I actually was going to do that before I started coming on to the show.
And aren't you glad you didn't? Because it would be on every single show art there is.
It would be. It wouldn't even be my face anywhere. It would just be boobs with the stickers on them.
Okay, someone said, send someone out to a strategic different location every show to spay and neuter Mondays through an airborne chemical process using sickle cell properties, leaving good people unscathed.
That's racist.
That's racist.
Can white people get sickle cell anemia?
No.
Oh.
Only black folks can. That's why that's racist.
This one said, wow. This one actually says more boobs and penis jokes.
Nice.
We can do that.
All damn day long.
More prostitutes. Believe me, if the budget would account for those, we would have more of those on the show.
Well, don't you have one living down the street from me now?
I haven't seen her. I think Molly kicked her ass and made her leave the city.
Oh.
That could be that prostitute we picked up a couple weeks ago and threw in the trunk of the car and buried out in the woods. I mean, no, we didn't do that stuff.
Now, this one, I'm gonna give you three guesses of who this one was. Now, these, of course, no names were given. You know, this was solely, what do you call it when it's not your name? Is you just
anonymous?
Anonymous. But I want to read this to you, and then you tell me who it is.
Here's the big word.
Suggestions. Lots of inside jokes, and if not in the circle of friends, some of the show is hard to understand and follow. I would add more information about artists and more music. I enjoy the banter between hosts also, but maybe get back to the music. Maybe clean it up a little bit. Yes, adult humor is best, but no need to know whether you would like to fuck an animal or a dead person.
Was that Molly?
Winner! Dun, dun, dun,
yeah, dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I win something on this damn show.
Let's see here. Every week it would be nice to have a show. And shameless plug, play Billy Hood. Shameless plug.
Nice.
And the last one is, I think, well, there's many of them, but I'm just going through ones that, oh, one says Boats and Hoes.
Classy.
And then, did Liam do that? Dad, type Boats and Hoes. He's like, no, I'm typing boobies. And the last one I got here is, I think the shows be too long. Why do 2 2-hour shows a month? You should do 2 30-minute shows a month instead. What, in 30 minutes? We can't do anything in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Right. We don't even hit our stride by then.
Right. We're going to have to start doing a pre-show just to get ready for the regular show. No. You guys are like, no.
And stroke their egos.
You know what? Me and Nicole will just start drinking like an hour before the show.
Yeah, that way you can't understand me. Oh, wait, no, that's on cherries.
This is my imitation of cold beer on cherries. Just say something.
Hi, Blake. How are you?
I told you that donkey was going to kick you in the balls. Hi, Blake. Anyway, so start.
Hi, Blake.
So starting on October 8th, which is going to be the release of episode 69.
Nice.
We're going to be working on some changes based off the survey results. So we will do a live show at 8:30 Central Standard Time on October 8th, and it will be released as a podcast on October 12th. So not a whole bunch of changes, but we're trying to make the fans happy.
Boats and hoes.
Happy.
Except Miles. We're still going to make inside jokes and jokes about fucking animals.
Right. Part of the charm of IBWIP over the years has been the inside jokes that somehow you understand and laugh about.
Right. And here's a little tidbit for you. If you don't understand the inside jokes, there's a back catalog.
Very exactly. Nice.
See how I brought it back?
Yeah, you
yes,
did.
You
I
did.
I was just going to say that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So we're getting close to wrapping up the show, and I'm going to press refresh. So talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to refresh the old Isabay.
So, Beige, what are you doing later?
I'm going to bed.
Oh. Well, that's not what I wanted to do.
But my penis does surprisingly smell like Laffy Taffy.
And I will take a shower at any moment for you.
Yes.
All right. So right now, we only have 16 hours to go on the auction items, and we are at $1,030. Oh, $1,036.50. Again, besides shipping expenses, we will be donating the rest. So keep bidding, folks. We're not satisfied with $1,000.
Right.
Keep going.
Keep it up.
And for all those of you on the listening to the podcast when it comes out at the end of the week, there is a link going to be on the show notes. And you can donate a dollar amount, even if it's $5, folks. Help autismspeaks.org.
Even if it's 50 cents.
50 cent?
50 cent.
50, a.k.a. Ferrari.
What?
I don't know. It's a 50 cent song. Did you know 50 cent once dated Chelsea Lately?
Who the fuck is Chelsea Lately?
What?
No idea. We really don't. Have any idea.
Jeez, you guys are killing me. Everybody knows who Chelsea Lately is.
Did you see Charlize Theron's new boyfriend?
Yeah! Intro violation. This all it does is this beat the whole time?
Yep.
Seriously, it's 35 seconds into it.
It's your birthday, and you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need.
Why am I playing that?
I got a club, a seal.
I don't know.
Listening to
what
some...
so long, Blake, is so you can have time to toke your bowl.
And you can go, yeah, boy, that's my jam right there.
Yeah.
That's racist.
IBWIP into his house. Son of Storm, holla.
Holla at you, boy.
All righty, folks. Well, I want to take a moment here to first thank Everybody at Silent Storm Radio, all the DJs, Coley, the computer whiz, BJ for DJing longer than anybody did the whole day. But everybody's help putting this together. It has turned out to be tremendously bigger than I thought it was, which is a great thing. And nobody can say that IBIWP IBWIP, you know, doesn't have a soft side and a heartfelt side.
Right. We're not total dicks.
just 14 inches.
Yes. And we smell like Laffy Taffy.
Cherry. So, and I also, of course, this would not be possible if all the people that donated, you know, the artists, just everybody that donated. I mean, we could go through the list, but that, you know, that would take forever. But we got some big items and some really great people, and we wouldn't have raised all this money if they wouldn't have donated things for us.
Yes, thank you all.
And this is for Miles. Just so you know, tomorrow morning you better be on eBay clicking the button for the Graham Lindsay harmonica. I don't care if it costs you $100.
Boom.
And that has to come out of your part of the check, not mine. Because it's a gift. You can't use my rent money for that because it's a gift to me.
To me.
So, and of course, we want to thank everybody that is bidding, you know, and giving up their hard-earned money. I know times are tough, and that makes this this goal that we have achieved and are surpassing even more incredible, is because, you know, times are tough, and so people are being very generous.
Yes. Thank you all.
Yeah, you are all wonderful.
We love you.
And finally, before we go, before we do the BJ double shot, I want to talk about my swamp balls. Because every time we do this show, I have swampy balls. I mean, they are bad, dude. So if somebody can email us or send us a voicemail with a foolproof cure for these sweaty balls, they will win a prize.
Gold bond.
No, you can't help them. It's got to be creative.
Okay, and also, Blake, showering helps.
Before the show, shower?
Yes. And how about next year we do a fundraiser for the Sweaty Ball Foundation?
Is there one of those?
I don't know. We can make up one.
Yeah, we can make it up. Oh, wait, we weren't supposed to say that out loud either.
I mean, no, it's a completely legitimate thing.
No, but I think we should do this again next year, and we'll pick another what do you call it? Charity.
Yes.
All righty. Well, BJ, here it is, buddy. Why don't you give us your double shot, and we will be out of here. Thank you, everybody. And BJ, kick it off.
All right, folks. You're going to hear from two artists that donated some fine merchandise. You're going to hear Danny Kay and the Nightlifers with Gone Down the Road, and Lone Wolf Ohm with Storm of 92.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Jesus Christ.
Why do we do these tags? We always interrupt one another, screw them up.
Can I put a request in there?
Okay.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing the tags?
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be kind of radio-like.
I try. Either it gets interrupted or...
Coley's wearing her glasses, by the way.
I am.
Well, then she should have been spot on.
I was, but you started talking.
All right, I won't talk.
Same for talking over you.
I won't talk.
Jesus just went up on her cross again.
Oh, for... Fuck you.
She's like,
you're listening to IBWIP.
You guys are awesome.
See y'all.
Love you guys.
The night has grown colder, but it sure beats yesterday. When I listen to all things that you had to say, I guess I could have noticed all some lights, all signs. But now you're gone down the road, and I'm not worth your time. Sitting in this dingy bar, I spend my last night drinking all the bourbon and black.
born was August 1992. There was a storm by the name of Hurricane Andrew. And that wind started blowing in it. It sounded like family coming to town trying to get away. Little did we know the storm would come our way. And that wind was blowing in it. It sounded like start to shake. One by one, those windows break. Fourteen of us crammed in a hallway. All of us wondering if we'd see the light of day. And that wind would blow harder, and it sounded like this. Roofs caved in, water to my knees. Ah, somebody help us, please. That storm is gone, that's why I sang this song. But till this day, I hear those winds when I play. When I play, they go like this.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.